Good morning. It's 7:44 a.m. on Monday, November the 20th, 2017. And it's kind of a mad day. How is that all about? Some guy driving like a maniac. Passing on a double yellow. Pulled out in front of traffic. So yeah, it's kind of a poopy looking day. It's kind of gray and overcast. There was a little bit of sunlight off to the east through the lower edge of the clouds. Looking, peeking through the trees, there's still a little blue sky over that way. But it's mostly gray and cold. It's not very bright out. Sun's been up almost an hour now. Well, half an hour. I don't know what time of sunrise anymore. Seven thirty, somewhere in there. So yeah, between 50 minutes and a half an hour, sun's been up. So it's not too surprising it is kind of dark. It's still pretty chilly. It's supposed to be in the 50s today, so that's a good thing. Need to get better sleep. I was up till 11 last night. I'm reading a book. I'm not sure how I feel about it. It's a three book set by a guy named Brian Olson. It starts off in a way that I usually really dislike. It's got a chapter one that reads like a prologue. Although now that I'm further into the book, I'm not sure it is a prologue. The characters are, in a certain sense, they feel like they're trying too hard. It's easy to get lost. There are four characters, and they share the points of view around Robin. And quite frequently, anybody whose point of view you have is going to die. Particularly if it's not one of the core four. You know, I got a chapter where the point of view was not one of the core four, it was one of the ancillary characters, and sure enough, by the end of the chapter, that character was dead. Waja. All dead. That's a pop culture reference around my household. And my shoe is untied. God. On the one hand, retiring it is not a massive physical undertaking. Not as much as it used to be. Back when I was carrying an extra 20 pounds around the middle. But it's sort of one of those, really? Your shoe is untied again? I mean, how many mornings has it been lately that I have come up with an untied boot? I mean, this is ridiculous. I suppose I could double knot them, but... At any rate, I should be back about 8:10, which should be time enough for me to get this thing posted if I can stay focused long enough. So yeah, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I'm just kind of floundering moment to moment, trying to find some kind of focus. The ADHD is very strong right now. I'm not quite sure why I didn't. Other than it's rebelling against weeks of enforced schedule. Good morning. Basketball guy. He's in a full track suit. One of those with the vinyl shell. No, I guess it's nylon shell. Matching hat. Very dapper. Get ready, set, listen. One post. I don't know if you could hear those geese or not, but there's been a lot of geese around. I went to the grocery store yesterday. There's a pond that the geese like right behind the grocery store. And if they get stirred up, then clouds of geese come up out of that pond. Of course, the pond is in a park, so yeah, it's easy for, you know, a dog to get down into the water and start splashing around, and the next thing you know, there's geese everywhere. Pro tip, don't, when you're looking up at geese, don't, if, particularly when they're flying overhead, don't keep your mouth open. Make sure to keep that mouth closed, because geese poop, particularly right after they've taken off. So, just verb sap. It's interesting. School bus coming. Waiting for kids, apparently. Friendly driver, making a wave. Still some blue sky out to the east, hasn't filled in entirely. I didn't think it was supposed to rain or anything today. At some point, I hope our sump pump stops running. That's pretty despicable. Despicable. That's not right. It's pretty distressing. My wife finds it exceptionally distressing. The sump pump keeps running. I think it would be more distressing if it didn't. Frankly, if it didn't, then the cellar filled up. Still seems odd that we have so much water in the ground when we live in a desert. There it is. Not a lot to say this morning, just not I need to probably sleep. I know it's an issue because I stay up too late and then sleep in the morning and then, or don't sleep in the morning and don't have the energy I need to get out of my own way. This is Thanksgiving week. Hunched over. Some car's gone by me four times. I wonder if he's lost. Wouldn't notice, except it's a. It looks like a shuttle van. You would think if they were giving somebody a ride home from a garage, it would be easy for them to point out where they're supposed to be going, but maybe they're trying to do a pickup, I don't know. Get headed for the bus stop. One lone goose up there. Cross the last street coming up on the back gate. The point where I say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.